Hello, hello, hello. I'm back. It's Dr. Sharon Stills, your host of Mastering the Menopause Transition Summit. And I have really worked hard to cultivate all different types of speakers for you to really get that mind shift going, that health is hormones, but so much more than hormones, and that we can balance our hormones, but if we don't pay attention to what we're drinking and eating and thinking and doing and moving and all those other things, then the hormones aren't going to have the effect we want them to have. And so today I'm super, super excited because one of the things that I am obsessed with is water and hydration. And today I've got an expert for you. Dr. Oh, I didn't ask him how to say his name. Barataro? How'd I do?
Barataro.
Dr. Barataro is here, and he's lectured across the world in the last 22 years. And 13 years ago, he set out to educate the world on the benefits of hydrogen gas. And so we are going to learn all about hydrogen today and how it relates to you and how it can help you in your menopausal journey. He covers the critical role of molecular hydrogen in reducing oxidative stress and inflammation, which is the leading cause of disease. He developed the Echo Water Systems as well as other products to modulate immune and cognitive function. I've got your attention now, right? These are important things. He's been on national television in USA, Germany, Switzerland, and he is passionate about the prevention of pathologies. He founded Synergy Science, Inc. in 2011 and developed a full line of products focused on detoxification, cognitive increase, increased immune function, and gut recovery, which are all crucial things in mastering your menopause transition. So ladies, I am excited he's here. I hope you are too. Welcome. It's so nice to have you here.
Thank you so much.
So, you know, hydrogen, where do we begin? I guess, how did you get into this? First of all, like, what's your personal story?
So the love of my life, my queen, my wife of 28 years, Jacqueline is her name, and she's incredible. But the first 10 years of our marriage, her health was not good. And she, believe it or not, had thyroid issues, gynecological issues, horrible menstrual cycles. I used to lose her a week every month. Yeah. And since it's all girls here, we can talk girl talk. she was going through a pad and two tampons an hour. That's how much flow. She was losing about 30 ounces of blood per cycle. And so she was highly anemic. And my scope of practice at the time was ankle and down and having to do with diabetes. So of course I'm sitting there saying to myself, oh my gosh, I'm 31 years old. I'm married 10 years. My wife is not doing well. This is not the way it's supposed to go. Like, I got to figure this out. Any good husband would do that. But this, I mean, I am in love with this woman and I wanted to help her any way that I could. And so I started doing research and came to figure out that water could be used as a healing modality, not just to wash your cars, not to shower in, but actually a health improvement mechanism. And so what I learned is that hydrogen gas, when you have it in the body, everything works the way it's supposed to. The real problem is, and in my wife's case, she had gut issues, and that's what caused everything else that was going on. And so when you have gut issues, you're not able to produce hydrogen gas like you're supposed to. And so you'll have different types of food cravings. You'll have anxiety, depression. There's a lot of issues that can happen hormonally and what have you, if you don't have hydrogen balancing out all of these systems. So first, I was able to get my wife drinking the water. And within a few months, her menstrual cycle normalized. And I was like, oh my, like, that's pretty serious, because now she can leave the house instead of being in bed for a week. And so it was life-changing for us as a family. And after that, her thyroid was helped and her energy levels increased, and she was able to function and not be anemic and not faint at the drop of a hat sometimes, and all these wonderful things that were a benefit. And after all that, I said, holy cow, we need to help some other people, because I guarantee you there's more than just my wife that's going through this. And so now, of course, it's been, you know, almost 17 years. And the reality is that we've helped millions of people across the world with every type of issue or disease model that you're talking about. And the reality is, again, I want everyone to know, your body is supposed to be producing hydrogen. We call it flatulence, but the reality is you have a tailpipe like a car, and you have gas that comes out of that tailpipe when there's chemistry happening inside the body. And so gut damage is really the problem, and the hydrogen will fix gut damage within 2 weeks as well. So it changed my life. I got really passionate about it. And of course, that's been my life's work now.
What a good husband and doctor you are. I'm like, everyone should have a man who loves them. If you have a man who loves you, how you like love your wife. It's very
beautiful. I do. Yeah.
So I want to just go back and do, I know you're like brilliant, so I want to keep it basic biochemistry.
Yeah.
But because we don't really hear, like we hear we need oxygen, we hear we need ATP. We don't really hear we need hydrogen.
Correct.
So could you just kind of, you know, without getting too deep, but explain to us like what that means? Because this might be the first time women are like, what do you mean I need hydrogen?
Right. Okay, so let's start with stomach acid. We know it's what? Hydrochloric acid, or HCl. What is that H? Hydrogen. So let's just start out with, if you want to digest food properly, if you want to not have acid reflux, if you want to have your body functioning, you need hydrogen for stomach acid. Now let's talk about brain. Normally you would produce gastric ghrelin, which is a hormone in the intestinal tract. You need hydrogen to be able to support that as well. We should be producing 10 to 12 liters of hydrogen gas per day. If we have the right bacteria in the gut, the anaerobic microflora, then we'll have these amazing bacteria called hydrogen trophs. And those hydrogen trophs will convert short chain fatty acids, medium chain fatty acids, and fiber into hydrogen gas. Now, the beautiful story in all this, the hydrogen trophs themselves that are producing the hydrogen will consume 30% of the hydrogen as their energy source. The other 70%, part will go out the tailpipe and part goes into the body through the intestinal tract. And the primary responsibility is managing oxidation so that we don't have oxidative stress and inflammation. We want oxidation to stay in a normal range. And that's what hydrogen's job is. So when we have gut damage or we have issues with our gut, not only is our immune function low, but our ability to manage oxidation in the body is less. So that's really down from a very basic level. We need hydrogen for every single function in the human body. If you go down to the building blocks of your body, it's carbon hydrogen chains. If we really go down to the base building blocks of our body, it's carbon hydrogen chains. So please understand, hydrogen's critical, and you're supposed to produce your own hydrogen, but because of gut damage, you can't. So I developed the machine so that not only can you get hydrogen in the body so you don't have oxidative stress and inflammation, which, by the way, is the leading cause of disease. I don't care what disease it is. You have plenty to choose from. But the reality is, oxidative stress and inflammation is the leading cause of disease, including menopause, which is not a disease. It's a condition, or it's an issue. But the point is, it's oxidative stress that's causing this. But whether it's bipolar, schizophrenia, Parkinson's, cancer, diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis, it doesn't matter. It's all from oxidative stress and chronic inflammation. So again, naturally, our body should be managing that on its own. But because I believe at least 97% of the population have a dysfunction gut. So you can't process food properly. You have food allergies. You have anxiety. You have depression. You have other things that are coming because you have the wrong bacteria in a high amount. That's really what gut dysfunction is. When we say gut damage, people hear leaky gut. I mean, you might imagine stuff rolling down your leg or something. I don't know what leaky gut really means, but the point is, really, bacteria issue is what gut issues are. If we say we have a gut issue, then that means we don't have the sufficient amount of anaerobic microflora. We have more aerobic. Well, that the problem with that is now you can't eat fatty rich foods. You can't eat fiber rich foods. You're going to be eating carbs and sugar because that's what aerobic bacteria want. So don't feel bad about your food cravings. It's your gut's fault. But if you'll drink the water with hydrogen in it that I developed, it'll fix your gut in 2 weeks so that you are not gluten and dairy intolerant. You can eat. And I'm not saying you have to eat gluten and dairy, but you should be able to process these types of foods. It is natural that we can do that. So I hope that answers that question in the fact that our body is supposed to produce hydrogen because of gut damage is why you can't. And I'm here to help you get that back. I want you to be able to have your gut functioning. I want you to have immune function. I don't want you to have oxidative stress, inflammation, joint issues, brain fog, being sleepy in the afternoon. I don't want any of those things for you. I want you to live your divine potential. And that's what I'm really all about.
There's a lot to unpack there. Thank you. That was a good, I like those examples. So I always put myself in the listener's position thinking, what are they thinking? So first of all, let's talk about the tailpipe.
Yes.
So should we be passing gas every day?
Yes.
And how much? And should it smell? Should it not smell?
Well, the smell is based on sulfur or other things we're eating. Some things, you know, the song beans, the magical fruit. So the reality is we can eat different types of foods and they will cause flatulence to smell. But really, that's if we have a healthy gut, then we'll have less of that. And we eat a more balanced diet, we'll have less of that. And I'm not meaning that you need to be farting 24/7 and you need to be like, you know, having that happen all the time. I'm just saying you will be passing gas. It is normal. And if you're not, that's where you should be scared. If you're not passing gas regularly after you eat and often, it's because you're not having the chemistry in the gut that should be happening properly. And you need it for your health. Now, drinking my water is not going to cause you to fart. That's not going to happen. It's going to fix your body and cause your body to function the way it was designed to function.
Interesting. I've never had a patient come to me complaining of lack of farting.
They never will. In fact, they'll pride themselves, right? They'll say, I never fart. And I'm like, well, then you're unhealthy. You know, and they're like, what? So, you know, husbands, whenever I tell a husband and wife farting's healthy, he's always like hitting her like, see, I'm healthy. And she's like, stop it. You know? So anyways, it's pretty funny.
You always know when you've gotten to that comfortable state of a relationship where you can fart in front of each other. Right?
There you go. That's exactly right. Well, and when you fart and your wife laughs, that's a good one too.
So why in the water? Can you not take it as a supplement? Can you not get it through? Like, why do we have to get hydrogen through water? Why is that the best way?
Good question. So hydrogen gas, it's a gas. So you can't really get it through supplementation other than with water. You can breathe it in. It's called inhalation. You can breathe in hydrogen gas, but that has only effect on lungs and blood. Whereas when you use water as the mechanism, you have lungs, you have blood, you have brain, you have gut, you have mitochondrial function for ATP production, you have every aspect of the human body, and you're mimicking the way the body would normally process hydrogen. You wouldn't normally breathe in hydrogen. In the atmosphere, you have hydrogen, but in the air we're breathing, we don't have a lot of hydrogen. So what we normally do is create hydrogen in our gut. So when you're drinking water, it's going into the gut. And so you can heal the gut. And also you're hydrating yourself, which is most people are chronically dehydrated. So this is a great excuse to drink more water and be hydrated properly. and instead of being dehydrated, and then you'll get the hydrogen gas, which lose weight. Like, we have people all the time that are losing 25 pounds in their first month because the inflammation is coming down, because their body is processing food more efficiently and they're able to get stuff out, and their body can, guess what? Make energy. It's called, it's ATP, but your mitochondrial function will work. You're not going to be an energizing burner like you're on drugs, but you're going to have sufficient energy to go throughout your day and not be tired all the time. That's huge in and of itself. Those are the kind of things that happen with hydrogen. And you want to have water, because you're not going to feel the energy boost with inhalation. You're going to feel it with water. And that is the most effective method of administration for hydrogen, is dissolved in water.
So we talked, you talked about hydration, which we talk a lot of, we talk about a lot around here because it's so important. Does hydrogen water hydrate you better than, I mean, I don't think anyone should be drinking tap water, but better than tap water or better than spring water? Is it a better quality of water with the hydrogen added to it?
So hydrogen water means you have water liquid with hydrogen gas dissolved. Technically, you could dissolve hydrogen gas in the most putrid water you could ever find. So that would not be good to drink. So really, in focusing on the water that you're drinking, I would say it's extremely critical to filter water or to remove the contaminants. Don't have your body be a filter, buy a filter. So that's what you need to understand, is don't cause your body to get rid of all the junk. Get rid of the junk before you let it in your body. And so our devices, many of our devices, not all of them, but many of our devices have filtration in them that remove heavy metals, pesticides, glyphosate, you know, lower deuterium levels. Not that that's important, but I'm just mentioning it for those of you that have done the studies or heard about it. The reality is, we want to get heavy metals. We want to get drugs. We want to get pesticides out of the water. And all of our filtration does that. But we also have the EcoRO, which stands for reverse osmosis. That's going to be the most pure water. And you're going to become a water snob really quickly, because it's such a pure, crisp taste. You're going to want to be drinking water more. Now, when we add hydrogen to purified water, yes, you will become a water snob. Your body will crave this and want it. And that's what happened with my wife. When I first introduced her to the water, she would hold her fist and go, I can't get enough of this water. My body is craving it. But she was healing and her body was needing that water. And so it was incredible for her. And many people report the same thing. Their sleep was better. Their energy levels are more balanced. Their body wants this water. And when, you know, when we've won the war is when I have moms telling me that their teenage sons are no longer drinking soda. They're drinking water because they like the taste of it better. We know we've done something great then.
Mm. Are all reverse osmosis machines created equal?
No, because your typical reverse osmosis has a tank. Ours does not. I developed one that makes 1.2 liters per minute of reverse osmosis water. There's no tank to clean out or to, you know, and you can sometimes, if you don't maintain it, you'll have mold growing in the tank. And this is a problem. So we cut all that out. We have a unit that makes 1.2 liters a minute. If you're on vacation and no one's there to get water out, if you don't use the RO system within a 24-hour period, it will go ahead and do a flushing program for 90 seconds. So we really have built all that in so that you never have standing water. You never have growing bacteria. You have fresh, clean, pure water for your life.
So how do the listeners know? Because I think this comes up a lot, like they have a Berkey filter or a Brita, or they use their refrigerator filter, or they have some filter that how do they know? Because I feel like so many of those filters are not really superior, not doing. So could you speak to that a little, just to give some education as what the listeners should be looking for?
Yes. So many things that you mentioned there are very basic filters. So when we're talking about a fridge filter, it's a very basic filter. And all you have to do is read the packaging and it'll tell you that all it takes out is it, all it does is chlorine and maybe some taste differences. So it's not a real robust filter. The Berkey that you mentioned is a robust filter. That's equivalent to the filter that's in our machines. So we're removing the things like Berkey is, but it's happening at a much, much faster rate. The reverse osmosis, of course, is way beyond any of those filtration systems because it's removing every contaminant up to 99% rejection rate. And so that's amazing. But most of the filters on the market, unfortunately, are just carbon, which carbon does a great job, but it's not going to remove your pesticides, your glyphosate, all of your heavy metals. It's not going to remove all these things. We have multiple media in the filters built into the machine. And then of course, in the reverse osmosis, we have four cartridges, multi-stage, that's removing everything in water. And so that's what I would recommend. That's what I have in my house, of course, is the, I have a water softener, I have a whole house filtration system. And then I have my RO system, the Echo RO.
And what about distilled water?
Distilled, many would say, would be the gold standard in medicine and natural medicine or what have you, because you've really removed all the contaminants. I personally would put reverse osmosis and distilled on the same level. Reverse osmosis is not perfect and distilled is not perfect, but both of them are excellent filtration mechanisms. The reason I don't sell a distiller is because there's a little more maintenance. You have to clean out the calcium that's left behind, the minerals that are left behind. Whereas in the reverse osmosis, there's really not much maintenance. You just change the cartridges as you needed. So it's not like you're cleaning something out every time. But I have no issue with distilled water at all. I think it's excellent for your health, as is reverse osmosis. So I have had customers that had whole house distillers, or they had distillers on top of their counter. It's great. It's no problem.
What about the school of thought, though, that distilled water is dead water?
I don't agree. They say the same thing about reverse osmosis, because they're saying, you know, because you're taking minerals out, that it's dead. I would not agree that it's dead. The whole misnomer of being dead really is there's no minerals in it. But I asked the question, where do minerals in water come from? Rock. And so we're not licking rocks, nor do we get our minerals from rocks, because those are inorganic minerals. We need organic minerals from vegetables and food. And typically your plants will take inorganic minerals from the ground, convert them to an organic state, and then we eat those vegetables and we get the minerals in a state that our body will use. So the minerals in water are not really for our bodies or for our health. And so whether or not you have them in water doesn't matter. If you want to have minerals in the water, that's wonderful. It's fine. It's not really going to affect your health much. If you want to remove contaminants, typically you have to go deep enough to get the minerals as well. If you really want to get all the contaminants out, in the filters that are in our machine built in, we're removing a majority of the contaminants, but we are not removing the minerals. So, you know, that's an option for you if you're just bent on wanting to have the minerals in the water. I think a lot of people falsely say that if you drink water without minerals, it will somehow strip minerals out of your body. This is crazy, because that would mean that water would have to have minerals. For water to pull the minerals out of your body, that would mean that water somehow needs or has to have minerals for it to be happy or complete. And that's not the case. Water doesn't need minerals. The minerals are just riding along for a ride. So, and if all that was true, let's just pretend for a minute that all that craziness was true. You have Seattle that has 5 to 7 TDS in their water. You have the South Carolina, North Carolina, Atlanta, Georgia. You've got many places, Switzerland, parts of Italy. I mean, you have many places in the earth where you have very, very little mineral content in the water. And if it was true that it was leaching minerals, you would see widespread mineral deficiencies and medical issues in these certain places. And we just don't see that.
Gotcha. Okay. So what about alkaline water? Is hydrogen water alkaline water? Is alkaline, like, figure out that for us.
So alkaline water means the pH of the water is higher than 7. And hydrogen doesn't affect the pH of water at all. So you could have hydrogen water in any pH. You could have 5 pH water and have hydrogen in it. You can have 8 pH. It doesn't matter. I would tell you it's not healthy to have alkaline water in your diet. And the reason being is your stomach pH is a 1.5 to 3.5, depending on how much gastric juices or water, whatever, at that given moment. Bile is a 1.5. So the reason you get up to 3.5, because you've added gastric juices or you've added other things. Keep in mind that every single time you put a solution in your stomach that's higher than a 3.5, the higher it is above the 3.5, the more your body works to bring the pH back down. And your body has to produce HCl. Well, here's the problem. If you can't produce hydrogen, you can't produce HCl. So now you got to buy HCl tablets because you're drinking alkaline water and it makes no sense. So drinking something that's alkaline that the stomach is going to buffer like that makes no sense. The thought process or the thing that people tell you is that somehow alkaline water is going to make your body alkaline. It's false. And I'll tell you, don't think it's just you. I was sitting in a doctor's office today that purchased our machine and I went down to train their staff. And the chiropractor was like, okay, so I've been telling people alkaline. You're saying that's not at all. And I said, I'm saying it's not at all. And I'm saying it's actually harmful for them to drink it. There's definitely 15 or 20% of the population that would have a Herzheimer effect when drinking because their body balance would be put out of whack. Other people, 85% are probably fine. But if you're drinking high pH water, you can end up having potassium issues in the blood. You can start having issues because of drinking a higher pH. So in my device, in the hydrogen water, we don't change the pH purposely. We leave the pH alone because they've studied it for 30 some years now. There is no medical benefit, period, for drinking water that's a higher pH. And think about it. You know, I like these crazy stories, so just get ready for another one. If drinking a 9.5 pH water improved your health, then drinking one soda would kill you because that's a 2.5 pH. So you can't own both sides of the equation, or you can't say, well, wait, only drinking 9.5 is okay, but the 2.5 is not going to do anything. It's just the 9.5 that's going to help you. You can't play that game. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. You have to understand that in life, that if you jump up, you come back down. You can't just jump up and keep going. You can't drink alkaline water and just go, it's going to help me, but soda's not going to harm me. And people will say, well, I want to make my body alkaline. And I'll say, what are you talking about? Which part of your body? And they'll be like, what do you mean? My body, alkaline. Well, and I said, no such thing. Every organ is a different pH because it has a function, the stomach, the blood. I said, are you talking about blood? And they'll be like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, well, guess what? Blood pH has a tiny window, 7.35 to 7.45. You're not going to adjust that by drinking anything or you would be dead. You'd be in shock. So one more breath per minute is going to change your blood pH because of carbonic acid. I mean, any doctor who knows anything knows all this stuff. This is chemistry. It's basic chemistry. You cannot drink a liquid and it goes in your stomach and somehow change your blood pH or somehow change your cell pH because a human cell has 13 different pHs. Depends on which part of the cell you're talking about. So there's no such thing as getting your body, quote unquote, alkaline. It doesn't happen. And furthermore, anyone that tells you cancer can't live in an alkaline environment, false information, never is there a single study you can find that would support that. And yes, people are quoting Otto Warburg, but he never said it. He said cancer can thrive in an oxygen-rich or an oxygen-poor. Nothing to do with pH. He was saying that cancer is what? Thrives off glycolysis or sugar. It nothing to do with oxygen, nothing to do with pH. So again, I'm just trying to help you understand so that you don't think all these crazy things that make no sense because they're going to tell you acid's bad, but a lemon and a tomato are good. And I'm like, whoa, you're breaking your own rules here. You can't have everything. You can't say, you know, chocolate cake's okay, but vanilla cake's not okay. You can't do that because it's inappropriate. You have to make sure that the conversation, and I would tell you pH of a liquid has no bearing on health and should not be talked about as some sort of health mechanism.
Wow. Kabam, mic drop over there. So I think I have a little more about alkaline, but I want to get to some other things. So you spoke
and remember one more thing. I'm going to have some fun. There is no such thing as alkaline food. People think falsely that cucumbers are alkaline, but that's a 5.5 pH. So every food item growing on the earth is a pH below 7. It would be an acid. Otherwise it would rot. So understand there's no such thing as alkaline foods. There's no such thing as anything alkaline that you're eating that's natural other than alkaline water that's produced in a machine. So you don't get alkaline stuff. Now you can find in the southern US, 8.4 pH water where you have in Arkansas, for example, where you have high mineral content because it's lime. It's very soft minerals. So they're very easy to get into the water. But again, it's simply because of calcium in the water, but it's not going to improve your health. I promise you that.
So what do you mean? Like there's no alkaline foods. Like we say, like grains are acidic, although millet's an alkaline, or eating vegetables is alkalizing.
It's all false.
So are you saying that the foods we eat all make us acidic, or what do you?
They don't make you acidic or not. You're not acidic. You know, I mean, it's all false information. Every bit of it. And it all started with Robert Young burning the food and then taking the ash and putting the ash in neutral pH water and then saying that this cucumber or this, you know, corn or this salmon or this steak, when I burned it, made alkaline ash or acid ash. Well, who cares? You don't have a fire burning inside of you. That's not how we digest food. I mean, if you're in the ash business, then yes, some foods make alkaline ash when you burn them with a flame, but that has no bearing with the body. We don't burn food inside of us. We don't have like some flame with a pilot light going on. And, you know, it makes zero sense. I mean, this is where you get into crazy medicine. It has nothing to do with pH. And so what happened is after going alkaline ash, producing food, acid, people just started calling food alkaline and acid. Well, that's false. If you take vegetables and make a smoothie and just put vegetables in there and then stick a pH meter in there, it's in the fives. There's nothing alkaline about vegetables. So what people are missing or mixing up is mineral content. So a lemon, which has a pH of 1.52, has wonderful calcium. Calcium's good for you. And eating or calcium in an organic state is wonderful for you. And that is going to aid the body to manage its alkalinity. But you're not talking about pH. Alkalinity means mineral content. So yes, we can use calcium gluconate, right, to balance saliva and urine pHs. That's a whole different conversation. It has nothing to do with the water you're drinking or whatever. It has to do with what you're casting off at night if you're doing the first morning pee or something later in the afternoon. And so we know we can monitor urine, saliva, and you know, urine and saliva. I said it like it was one thing, urine, saliva. But I know we can look at urine and saliva, and we can look at is digestion fast or slow or whatever, and we call that Reams testing. But the reality is drinking alkaline water is going to have nothing to do with that. It's not going to, because here's what I'll tell you. If you don't believe me, go make yourself a nice glass of 9.5 alkaline water, put a couple drops of lemon juice in it, and then retest the pH. And when the pH is acid, you're going to go, oh, I guess that crazy dude in the blue jacket was right, because stomach acid is way more powerful than lemon juice, for heaven's sakes. And if a few drops of lemon juice can plummet the pH, then what do you think stomach acids? There's no way that a water from electrolysis is going to get through stomach acid. It's not going to happen.
What about people who don't really produce stomach acid, who are really, you know, achlorhydric or hypochlorhydric? What happens when they drink alkaline water?
It's even worse, because now you put a metabolic burden on them because they can't produce HCl to rebound. And so they're going to be in trouble.
And so the whole lemons are acidic, but when you eat them, they turn alkaline is BS.
It's all BS. It's all BS for sure. But why are lemons good? Calcium. And other wonderful minerals in them. Why are cucumbers good? They don't have much sugar and they have great mineral content. And guess what else? Fiber. Now, if you have anaerobic microflora, you can convert that fiber to hydrogen, and then boom, you have a beautiful, beautiful life. But if you have gut issues and you eat salads or cucumbers, you probably have diarrhea because you can't process the fiber. So let's get your gut fixed, which we can do in 2 weeks with the water. Let's get your gut fixed. And this is something you need to do the rest of your life, because I have people that are funny. They're comedians, and they'll go, okay, Paul, so if you can fix the gut in 2 weeks, then why can't I just rent your machine for 2 weeks?
And then I was going to ask that.
See, you're a comedian. And so here's the deal. I say to them, okay, I'm willing to make a deal with you. I will give you a machine for 2 weeks to use for free if you will promise me that you will never again put anything in your mouth that has pesticides, heavy metals, pharmaceuticals, and is not organic and non-GMO. And if you'll agree to that, I'll agree to it. And everyone's like, no, I can't really do that. That's a really tough choice. Because if you're telling me I can't put it in my mouth, I'm going to be going without food a lot because I can't get everything. So the reality is, you get my machine and you drink that water the rest of your life, because every time you go and you eat out and you don't know the cleanliness of that food and you just ate glyphosate, which is going to destroy gut bacteria, boom, you get home and you drink the water and you rebuild your gut bacteria right back up. And so it's a constant process of destroying and building up and destroying and building up and destroying and building up. And so that's just the way it is in the life that we live, unless you're going to grow your own food, unless you're going to disciplined to never put anything in your mouth or go hungry, unless you can find something that's extremely clean.
Because it's beyond discipline. You could be disciplined, but there just aren't options so often. Right. And I wasn't going to ask if I could rent the machine, but my question was, you know, once you fix the gut, do you still have to drink the water?
I love it. Great question.
So do, for the listeners, because we speak so much about the gut and fixing the gut and taking glutamine, taking probiotics, taking all these short chain fatty acids and butyrate. And so what's it like if you're drinking this water? Do you still benefit from taking those things, or does this alleviate the need to take any supplements? Does this just take care of it all on its own?
It definitely will alleviate having to take most things people are taking. And that includes medications. Our record at this point is 35 prescription medications gone.
From one person?
Yeah. Oh. So, and then we also have people with heavy mind altering drugs for anxiety, depression, gone. We have people that were taking every kind of supplement you could imagine, gone. And, you know, if you really come to understand hydrogen, it modulates the same pathways as many of the supplements people are taking. So why are they taking the supplements in the first place? Because they don't have hydrogen and they're trying to chase symptoms with supplements. So here's the deal. I don't take many supplements.
I was just about to ask you.
I don't do it. I take whole foods. I eat whole food. I take it. Like, I take cucumbers. Just kidding. I actually eat whole foods. I eat ice cream too. Don't get me wrong, but I eat a very balanced diet, and I think it's healthy to have fun sometimes. I think it's healthy to have snacks here and there. I have a theater room in my house, and definitely we go down there and I have some ice cream here and there and sit and watch a movie with the love of my life. But The reality is, live it up, enjoy life, but you have to have your gut intact to be able to do that. If your gut's not intact, you're going to be allergic to every dang thing that's good. Okay. And what I mean by good is ice cream is good. Okay. Chocolate is good. There's wonderful things that are good. Gluten is amazing. Like every once in a while, eat some freaking gluten. Okay. We've been doing this for thousands of years. It's okay. The reason you can't is because of gut issues. And so I can't even tell you how many people have contacted me and said, dude, it's been 2 weeks and I'm eating gluten and dairy and I'm great. I'm feeling wonderful. Okay. We've won. That's what you want to do. Now, please understand, I don't care what you eat. Eat string beans all day long. I eat like nuts and berries. I don't care what you want to eat. Eat what makes you happy, but you should be able to eat every kind of food because that's our digestive system is designed to be able to process all types of foods when you have the right bacteria mix in the gut. And that's what we're going to provide you. By getting hydrogen back in the body, you're going to reduce oxidative stress and inflammation. And getting the hydrogen into the gut is going to change the epithelial tissue, or the lining of the gastrointestinal tract needs to be a negative 300 millivolts of electrical potential to allow anaerobic microflora to create a home and a communities there. Probiotics are a band-aid. They are not fixing anything. They're going to last a day, maybe. What you need is you need to have flora and fauna, anaerobic microflora. You can never get that until you get the negative electrical potential. Strict anaerobes, and I'm talking the good bacteria in your gut, require a negative 300 millivolts of electrical potential in the tissue where they're going to be established. You create that and they will come. And that's my promise to you. And it'll happen within an hour. This is what I've been doing for 17 years. We're fixing guts rapidly. 2 weeks, we're fixing guts.
Want to interrupt you for a second. So is that how many glasses of hydrogen water do you have to drink? Can you screw it up if you drink coffee?
See, this is the beauty because women are a beautiful creature. They get very granular very quickly, right? Like I have to do this and this. Guess what? I love women. I think women bring the beauty and the color to life. Don't get stressed. Just drink the water and don't freak out if it's not. If you have a machine in your house because you've bought it, which you should, but you're going out and about and you're thirsty, just drink water. You don't have to have only hydrogen water. Every study out of the 1,179 studies there are, and you can go to hydrogenstudies.com and you can study the 1,179 studies. You can research whatever issue or disease model you want to do. In those studies, the human studies, they were only getting 16 ounces a day of the water. And it changed diabetes, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, you name it, it did. So if you're getting more than that, 2 or 3 times a day, 4 times a day, that's a wonderful for your body. And if you have joint issues, you're going to feel that in the first day get better. If you have brain issues or what we call cognitive function, you're going to feel that in 3 minutes. 3 minutes, you're going to see a difference. So it doesn't, don't get all concerned about the quantity. Just have it in your body regularly and you will be amazed at how good you feel.
Wow. Wow. That was a mouthful. That was fantastic. Thank you. Thank you. So,
and especially women, I will tell you, losing weight, we've had in the last month, five or six women that have posted on social media saying, I've been drinking this water for a few weeks and I've lost 25 pounds. I had joint issues. I couldn't walk without hurting. And now I'm doing exercises. And so it's not a weight loss program. It's not a disease stopping program. This is a way for your body to function the way it was designed to function. And that's what I mean when I say, I want you to accomplish your divine potential. Mm-hmm. It's you that has a divine potential. It's you that can accomplish that if you feel good. You know as well as I do, if you don't feel good, you're not going to serve other people. But if you've been sick and now you feel better, man, you're out there serving other people that are not feeling well. That's what we want. That's what makes life beautiful, is service to others. And when you were sick once and you know what it's like not to be, man, you want to help other people. It's just natural. Mm-hmm. So all I can tell you is that you were supposed to produce hydrogen. Because of gut damage, you can't. And I developed the machine to help my wife. And now I've helped millions of other people across the world accomplish their divine potential. It really is simple. It's just drinking water. You don't have to go to a mountain on Wednesday and eat a certain berry standing upside down. You don't have to do any of this. It's just water. Just drink it and feel good. That's the protocol.
I've been a fan of hydrogen water for quite some time, but you have just nailed it. I've just never heard it explained. I understand it so much better now myself. So thank you for the hydrogen lesson at the Mastering the Menopause Transition Summit. That was knocked it out of the park. Yes. So I'm going to want to listen to this one again. There was a lot in there and just a lot of straightening out things that float around in society and what we think. So thank you. And thank you for what you do in the world. And
yeah, I can tell.
So yeah, this has just been amazing. And I want you to tell the story about your wife and how old she is, because I think that's
well, I'll tell you, here's our picture. This is crazy, but There's our picture.
Aww.
There, that's our son. He's 19. And my wife is almost 60. So
wow.
I don't know that you can see that picture. But anyways, she has she's post-menopause, right? So, but people will say all the time, how old is your wife? Like 40 or whatever? And I'm like, no. And I'll let her answer how old she is. But I'll tell her she was born in 1964, and they're like, what? And they're freaking out because these people are like 35 and they think she's like almost their age and she's like their parents' age. And so anyways, I would just tell you that my wife didn't have the complications in menopause. I don't want you to have complications in menopause. I can tell you in Japan, there is no word in their language for hot flashes, for example. Because if you balance your life, you don't have to go through those kind of things. Menopause is a beautiful thing. And I know you're probably wanting to slap me now because I'll never go through it. But here's the thing. It's a beautiful change in life. It's a part of maturing and going through a process in life. So you don't have to have a horrible experience. You do not have to have that. We just need to get your gut functioning, your brain functioning, and your body functioning to its peak. So I'm so passionate about this because I'm a big fan of women and I love my wife and I know what it did for her. And I want you all to be benefited. So we typically don't discount our products, but we're going to do something very exclusive and very special for Dr. Stills for doing this and having me on. So if you go to synergyscience.com/DR Stills, you're going to have an exclusive discount. For those of you that want to use a credit card, that's great. For those of you that want to finance, because you don't have a credit card for, a couple $1,000 device or something like this, we have a finance program where you can pay a small monthly fee and then you end up paying it off and own it. So we do have that available for you. So no one can be left out. And of course, our products start at $149 all the way up to $5,000. So anywhere in between there, you'll have a place that you feel comfortable and that will fit your budget and your lifestyle. So of course, we'll answer any questions, but go to Synergy, S-Y-N-E-R-G-Y, and then science.com/Dr. Stills. And anything on our website, you'll get an exclusive discount, compliments of Dr. Stills.
Thank you. That is so kind of you.
You're welcome.
Listeners, and I really appreciate, I learned a lot tonight from you, and I just think hydrogen water is really gotta be in our toolkit. We have to drink water.
Yeah.
And so we might as well drink hydrogen water and get all the benefits. So right. Thank you for all you do and for being here and making me laugh and educating me and loving women and loving your wife. And you're just a brilliant force in the world. So I appreciate being here. And I hope everyone appreciates his generosity and will take advantage of that. So,
oh yeah, thank you.
Lots to digest here. So tell everyone, and maybe when we're done, go have a good fart. And
call it fart therapy, right? Fart therapy.
There you go.